And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media man, is here with me as always.
Hey, Michelle. Welcome back from New York.
Thanks, Lee. What do you have for us?
Well, we've got a lot of comments about our New York stories. Now, the Tell Me More crew was in New York City earlier this week to mark the launch of the show on WNYC. Now, Michelle, New York is your hometown. And while you were there, you took an interesting trip to your old neighborhood and stopped by the house of your childhood friend, Leslie Groves.
It's hard to imagine anybody else living here other than Leslie and her family. This was always a special place for me. It seemed like there was always a pot of chicken and rice on the stove and a pitcher of her mom's special Kool-Aid concoction in the fridge and Leslie's folks. And I don't know, it's amazing to be back here.
Well, Michelle, we got a lot of thoughtful feedback to that visit. And this note from Earl kind of sums it up, who agrees that returning home can be bittersweet.
The segment on your return to Brooklyn, it almost brought tears to my eyes. Since I'm a grown man, that's pretty significant. But I'm from Brooklyn as well, and the mixed emotions that you expressed really resonated with me. And I myself have had times where I felt like I would return, but when I go back and I visit, you know, and think of the quality of life issues, it sobers me up real quick, and I come back home to Houston.
But we also have this note from your fellow New Yorker, Leon.
There are many native New Yorkers who, upon getting an opportunity to see another way of life, never even think about reentering the high-voltage, alternating current that is New York. And then there are many others, like me, who are privileged to go away to college and do a stint in D.C., but never seriously consider calling anywhere else home. Welcome back, even if only to hear your own voice mixed with the sounds of the city that made you and still makes me.
Thank you to Earl and to Leon. And Leon, I should mention, is an old friend and colleague. Not only did we work together at the Wall Street Journal, in another life, we were also summer interns together at the Washington Post. And now on to another topic. We ask you to tell us your thoughts about patriotism, if it needs to be expressed in terms that are acceptable to the broader culture. St. Francis left this on our comment line.
I find it very, very difficult that, quote unquote, mainstream America have difficulties with how other people, meaning even people who have lived here forever, and yet they are treated like a second-class citizen here. They expect us to show our patriotism in the same way that they do, and I find that very, very disturbing.
Thank you, St. Francis, for that comment, and thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember to tell us more about what you think. You can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again, 202-842-3522, or go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.